After a year of questions over whether an El Niño pattern would return to help pump up rainfall on the central and south coasts, we have our answer. That's the sound of rainfall in Camarillo Springs. What's been called the first big El Niño fuel storm of the year dropped more than 2.5 inches of rain in parts of the region, prompting hundreds of voluntary home evacuations and making a mess out of traffic on a section of Highway 101 with 2 feet of water in lanes. Randall Chewing, Ventura, says it was a crazy morning with sprinkles at times and moments later, sheets of rain.
It was pouring 10, 15 minutes ago.
So kind of hit or miss?
The biggest concern at the beginning of the day was in Camarillo Springs. People watched anxiously as the storm arrived. The community just south of Highway 101 next to Camarillo's and the shadow of mountains stripped bare by the 2013 Springs brush fire. In 2014, mudslides destroyed or heavily damaged 10 homes. A $2 million project to put barriers and debris basins in place to prevent more damage was just completed. Still as a precaution, a voluntary evacuation order went into effect at 6 a.m. yesterday for 279 homes in the community. Barbara Williams is president of the Camarillo Springs Homeowners Association.
Caneo Mountain is a very unpredictable mountain, and we could get new flows from any of the areas depending upon the rain cells that come through here. But we're very hopeful that for in the major areas, it has been contained.
Camarillo Springs resident Carol Roberg braved the rain to take her dog for a walk.
You got the dog out for a walk. You don't look too concerned about this.
No, I'm not.
Do you feel like they did a pretty good job on the hill?
Oh, yes, yes. I hiked up there a couple of days ago, and I was very impressed. They sunk those pilings down about 13 feet and put concrete in. So, yeah, I feel very confident that it will hold back any debris that might come down the mountain.
Steve West is another Camarillo Springs resident.
This has been a relatively light rain, kind of a nothing storm, relatively speaking.
Did you worry about it at all, or?
Nature's in charge. What can you worry about?
The heaviest rainfall bypassed Camarillo Springs and no problems were reported. By midday, the voluntary evacuation order was lifted, but things didn't go as well further north along the 101 in the Solomar Beach area. A fire which started late on December 26 burned more than 1,300 acres of brush, including the rugged hills just inland of the highway. Around 9 yesterday morning, water and mud flowed onto the southbound lanes of the freeway near Solomar Beach, closing all but one of the lanes virtually all day long. Devin Thomas of San Luis Obispo got stuck in the traffic, but eventually skirted it by using the Pacific Coast Highway.
I didn't realize that it was flash floods until I was already darn near to the exit to get off for PCH, and I was actually able to avoid a little bit of the mess.
But Thomas's success was short-lived because when we caught up with him in Ventura, the storm debris left him stranded in another way.
When I got back on the freeway on the 101, it looks like I had some debris I had hit and it popped my front right tire. So it looks like I'm going to have to call for some roadside assistance.
While the rain made travel difficult for a lot of people, a few didn't mind. Bicyclist Ben Perry, who's Canadian, rode with a friend from Oxnard to Lake Casitas through the rain.
I'm getting fit. We're from Canada, so this is great weather for us. It's not snowing, so it's a benefit. It's positive.
Today, the next in a series of storms predicted to hit us this week could again potentially bring 1 to 3 inches of rain to the region. At Solomar Beach, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.